Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning, everybody. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. You know, what was interesting is this entire show today was going to be a tribute to inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Oh, wow.
And he started out inappropriately.
Not true. Not
just
true.
Just as we always do. So anyway, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, and we're happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. I don't want to speak for Tress Collins and inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
No, I'm happy.
You are happy too?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
So we're all happy. Hopefully you're happy. It's a good morning. We want to spread happiness around Dallas-Fort Worth, all the people listening here, the Tolos of the world. Mm-hmm. And big sports weekend coming up. Always a big sports weekend.
It's
always a big sports weekend.
Is it?
There's always something. There could be a highlight tournament, some cornhole somewhere. You never know.
Cornhole. Yeah.
But it is a weekend, and you can play all the sports.
There's
you
a grandson soccer game at 9:25.
See, that's more riveting to me than cornhole.
We are blessed with beautiful weather this weekend.
Yes.
And looking forward to going out to Sherrill Park today. My son is playing in a golf tournament for the North Texas PGA Junior.
Oh.
I'm going to Rockwood to play. How about that in Fort Worth?
So we are Rockwood, the greatest course in all of man ever created.
I heard it was.
So we are talking
$29.
That's greatness.
The way I hack it, yeah, that is greatness. 29, 129, it's all the same.
We want to help you with your mortgage today. We want to help you with your mortgage. It's a mortgage show.
It is.
Surprise.
It's
anyway, so here's the deal
it's
about
a personality show.
Here's the deal about the inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is here to share all things inappropriate. If he's around your kids, he will teach them things that you didn't want them to learn till 10 years later, maybe 15 years later. If he's around your grandparents, then he will have them want to unlearn things that they should. Anyway, we are here talking about your mortgage, though, and we want you to learn things about your mortgage, and you can start by texting us, 972-387-4600. What kind of things? Rates are moving a little bit, but they came down a little bit yesterday. It was a nice little move yesterday, down back into a nice little pocket. If you're looking at a 15-year mortgage, you're probably looking as, you know, if your loan's over $300,000. As a matter of fact, conventional loans go from $300,000. Up to $625,000.
Locked one this week. Yabba dabba doo.
So the jumbo loan limit used to be $548,000. It is now up to $625,000 at TexasLending.com. Not everywhere, but it is here. If your loan is between $300,000 and $625,000, you might be able to get a 15-year mortgage down around 2%. If you're paying an origination fee, your closing cost, you have good credit, equity, stuff like this. If you're trying to get cash out, your rates can be a little bit higher. And that's the other thing, home equity, man. Home values are going up, but so is inflation. Inflation is going out of this world. Gas was reported in California at $7.50.
Meat.
The last time that mortgages that last time that gasoline prices got over $4.50 a gallon back in whose year was it? It was back in the Bush years.
Yeah.
That began the precipitous fall of the housing market when people couldn't afford their mortgages anymore because they got them with fake incomes. Right. Mm.
Jobs. We don't have that now.
Well, the thing was, now you have to verify your income. But now some people are losing their job because they have personal convictions against mandates. So, you know, it's a very interesting thing. You know, you have
okay, just say it.
You have gasoline prices going up.
Oh, they
you
are.
Have potential people losing their job.
Yes.
You have food prices. I swear to gosh, I went out and got some fast food this week, and unfortunately, I hope those fast food places can stay in business because people are going to start going. They're going to start going to Albertsons, Tom Thumb, and Kroger. I tried to throw as many of them in there as I could.
Aldi,
Winco.
They're going to try to go to all those places and Trader Joe's, and you're going to try to go and you're going to try to get food that you can make on your table because it might be cheaper than what $16 for a hamburger, fries, a lemonade, and a Frosty.
And my staple of two tacos at Jack in the Box has gone from 99 cents to $1.59.
Isn't that crazy? Jack the Crack. You would have guessed.
It was at 99 cents for
ever.
50 years.
Yeah.
So anyways,
it
folks.
It is inflation.
The only thing is some people, you know, listen, some people aren't going to be able to afford their mortgage as home, you know, if rates are going up.
Taxes are
going
up.
And everything else is going up. And taxes are going up. On your property taxes and such. So anyway, I'm just sounding the alarm that if you want to get your home equity in line, if you want to get your finances in line and get them locked in at a low rate, if your credit card payments are going up, you might want to restructure things now. You have equity in your home. You might be able to get a nice low rate right now. Get it locked in. We can tell you about how much money you can get out of your house and about what kind of rate you might be able to find. If you want to text us here, you can text us at 972-387-4600. If you text there, Tress will ask your question. We'll answer it here. We'll get you right on your way of saving money on a refinance, a home equity loan, cash out refinance, or a home purchase. We can also help you with that home purchase. There's a lot of people still trying to wait to get into homes as there's a no supply shortage, but there is a demand. There's no demand shortage. There's a supply shortage on the housing market. So, anyway, people are moving here. People are paying cash for homes here. Get yourself pre-approved. A free pre-approval. It's a free call, free qualification. We'll run your credit there. We'll get you pre-qualified fully through an underwriter, and we'll get you a pre-approval letter without anything out of your pocket. So you could do that and get pre-approved. And if you're not ready, we'll tell you, let's touch base again in 3 months, 6 months, and we'll get this thing going. But you can call our loan officers at 972-387-4600, or you can text us up here. So here's how it works. Trust, how does it work if they want to buy a house? What do they got to text us?
Oh, they need to, if you want to buy a house?
Buy a house, you're buying a house for the
house. He said buy. Yeah. He said buy. So if you want to buy a house, text us your annual income.
Yes.
Your credit score.
Yes.
Your down payment.
That's it.
Yes.
That's all you got to do. Text us your credit score, your down payment, and your income. And we'll tell you how much home you might be able to afford right now before rates go up. And so hopefully they stick right where they are right now. If you've been dilly-dallying, because there's a lot of dallying going on out there.
More dillying than dallying.
Yeah, but you know what? They are working together.
Lollygagging.
The dilling and the dallying work together. And so whatever you're doing, whichever part of that you're in, it's time to get going.
Lollygagging.
And the lollygag is even worse.
That's the dilly-dallying. The dallying goes to extremes.
We lollygam around the bases. We lollygram.
I don't even know what that means. But
it's from Bull Durham.
Oh, really?
The coach. He goes, there's too much lollygram going on.
A little lollygag. Wow. That's right. So, anyway.
That's what the Red Sox said last night.
Text us, 972-387-4600. And you know what? The Red Sox get to go a whole lot of the whole fall without having to play any more baseball.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That was, you know.
You know what's interesting? I grew up in Detroit. And so I watched the Detroit Lions. I moved here 24 years ago. So
I know when you moved here.
I can slowly get rid of my, well, the thing is, the Detroit Lions, they've won one playoff game since 1957. And so it's, what, 64
and
years.
Guess who they beat?
And they that one playoff game was when they had
Kramer,
Eric Kramer, and a sorry running back named
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. The reason he's sorry is he didn't play for the Detroit Lions.
That's a knee slapper.
So anyway,
they beat the Cowboys.
But the thing is that team could have just skipped professional football. No one would have. missed them. Except for, you remember Barry Sanders and Billy Sims, all the BS that came out of Detroit. Anyway, you can...
It's a nice stadium, though.
You can go. It's a good place to go to get a victory. So anyway, call TexasLending.com. Text us at 972-387-4600. We want to help you with your home loan. We want to help you, and we want to also tell you that rates are still near all-time lows. Get your loan done before they go up.
And we're getting them done fast. I have one that's closed in 8 days. No appraisal waiver, refinance, closed for the end of the month.
Yeah. Not everything closes in 8 days. We're averaging about 24 days, you know, average. You know, we're getting loans closed in a couple of weeks. You can get it done fast. Now, the thing that takes time, some appraisals, especially if you're in the rural areas, are taking a long time.
Yes.
And not only that, because there is a supply problem on the appraiser side, appraisers have been raising their prices. So since everyone wants to get these appraisals done, people are bidding up for their appraisal. So now some people are charging $700 for an appraisal. Because
they can.
Because they can. Because there's a supply chain problem on the appraiser side.
Price gouging.
So there's all this going on. And so if you're out in a rural area especially, and they get to decide, especially if there's that one appraiser, if you're Billy and you're working out there in the rural area and you got several appraisers to do, you're going to do one where you get paid the most, two where you drive the least. And so we want to let you know that your loan might take a little bit longer.
We're not seeing that in the Metroplex
area. Not in the metro area.
Wait, no. We're getting appraisals done fast here. They're like bang, bang. In a week we get them.
Yeah.
But it's in that central Texas area, Austin, San Antonio. That's where we're having the most problem with appraisals.
Yeah.
Taking the most time. From what I've seen.
Get in touch with us here at TexasLending.com. Text us now, 972-387-4600. Great things are happening in my brain this morning. I don't know what's happening in Trush's brain.
What time's tee off?
Dirty things are happening in inappropriate Uncle Bubba's brain.
What time's he teeing off today?
We have an 11 o'clock tee time.
Oh, I got a 1 o'clock tee time.
Anyway, I have no tee time.
The wind should be kicking up today, by the way, if you're out there outside. So... good luck in the 2015 29 hour
winners. It'll tear that course up, man.
Well,
he'll tear it up.
We'll see how.
Did y'all play a practice round?
We did play a little practice. We played a little practice.
All right.
So we shall see how that's going. By the way, Trinity Christian Academy's golf team is doing fabulous so far.
Good for them.
Three tournaments. They've had two wins. Well, one was a tie for a win, and the other one was a win, and the other one was a second place. So that's three tournaments, and that's against some nationwide, statewide competition. So. We did make them run laps for coming in second a couple weeks ago. No, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Running laps.
Maybe
in a golf cart.
Yeah. There are parents who make their kids run laps if they don't shoot the right score. Not this family.
Not this family. Yeah, you only have one kid. That's why.
Anyway, Tress, you have questions. We have answers.
It's too hot in here.
I do. I have
already?
Questions. But, you know, we only have a couple minutes till break. But since we have a couple minutes till break, we actually have a statement. I also read statements, not just questions.
Oh, really? If you have a statement, Tress will read it for you.
I will read your statement. He just wanted to chime in. He says, Rockwood is horrible at $20 to go to Cross Timbers and Azle.
Aha, Cross Timbers and Azle.
It's a tournament that it's about. I have to play there.
It's a tournament.
It's a 2-day tournament. We play there, and then we play at Tangle Ridge tomorrow.
We wish good things for Rockwood. That's all we're going to say. We hope good things and wish good things. It's a nice little. You know what it is? The lay of the land out at Rockwood is real nice.
Uh-huh. This is good.
Yeah, there's some good wide fairways and stuff like this.
Good.
In some places, I would say that the one thing out there is your greens might be a little bit. My last experience is the greens were.
Well, Sherrill Park's greens were slow, too, last week.
Yeah.
I played the same course Nate's playing, but I shot 86, and I was pretty good because I hadn't played in a month. So,
I'm going to tell you something about golf that y'all might not know. Now, a lot of you look at it, you go, well, that's just easy. Wow, I'm talking about you who haven't played. But you go, how would I even? It's so easy. They're hitting a ball. Then you get out there in the driving range, you try to hit a ball, and you can't hit it. You can't even hit it sideways, right? And so you don't even know how to hit a golf ball. And you go, like, wow, there's something more to this game than I thought. There are some people who are born upon this earth, and they get a golf club in their hand, and it just goes straight.
And it's magic.
And it is. It just goes straight. And they shoot par or under par their entire life. And then some people who never could shoot par, like me, this
like
is a complaint, by the way, that I have never shot under a 79, and I've been doing this for
me
27
neither.
Years. I've been trying to do that. Tress has given us the finger. She's telling us. She's
break.
Pointing at the clock, telling us it's time to go to the break. In the meantime, get your text in. When we come back, we're going to start answering your questions. We see them. They're coming.
They're coming. Oh, my goodness.
Get your question in before rates go up. They could go up here by 845.
No.
Make sure you call us. Text us. 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasHunting.com. Good things happening here on the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. There are so many people that are moving here. I'm afraid for the future of the Texas accent. I am. I love the Texas accent. I love it.
But you do realize that
I don't have
60% of the people, more than 60% of the people who live in Dallas proper are imports from other states. They're not originally
from
Texas.
Tell me what part of Dallas is proper, by the way. I want to talk because there's
the part that says Dallas city limits.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about
Dallas
the people. Proper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not that
we are proud
line.
Of being
yeah.
improper, by the way. But Inappropriate Uncle Bubba's here. By the way, anything you ever hear on this show that doesn't sound like you should be hearing on a radio show, for example, if you hear noises in the background or bodily noises or clicking or banging, that's Inappropriate Uncle Bubba not paying attention to anything of his surroundings.
Oh, look, he decided to rejoin us.
Like, you're going to probably hear some noise here in a second that anyway, this is what you get when you wake up in the morning here on the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show.
Nobody cares. But you.
Okay, nobody
cares. I had some freezer pops.
And that's how
freezer.
It happens. The idea of nobody cares but you is how things. Anyway, we're talking about your home loan. Listen, you started with your text. So here's if you want to figure out how much money you can save on a refinance, tell us your current rate, your current credit score, right? The value of your home and what you owe on it. We'll tell you how much you can save on a refinance and how much cash you can get out on a mortgage if you want a home equity loan. Same thing for both. We'll tell you how much you can save if you want to refinance and how much cash you can get out if you want to pay off some debts. Get them locked in at really low, fixed low rates. Get them in at low rates locked in now. 972-387-4600. Tress, let's start. We have a lot of questions coming in.
We do. Here we go. I and my wife have been wanting to get a house for the last 9 months. I have been paying attention to the housing bubble that seems like it's going to burst soon in China. I do believe that will trickle to the U.S. markets. With that being said, would it behoove me and my wife to wait until after next summer to attempt to purchase a home? She is a department manager, and we have free rent in our apartment complex, so it's not really costing us anything to wait.
Hmm.
Okay. The department manager of managing you, right?
The apartments?
Yeah.
Maybe him.
Yeah. The apartment manager. I thought you said department manager.
Well, it says department, but one would think that it's apartment manager since their rent is free for their apartment.
Well, so here's the deal. The one thing I want to point out at is they say there's a housing bubble that's going to burst in China. And if you are wise and don't turn on the radio and don't watch the news anymore
for your own
happiness, if you are not paying attention to those things, unfortunately, I read that stuff and I have to go wash myself off in the shower when I'm done. So anyway, I have to pay attention to the news. And so anyway, in China, there is a Lehman Brothers moment. Remember 2008 when Lehman Brothers collapsed? And then the problem is people had a lot of their investments and a lot of different bonds. Like if your 401k or your pension fund had invested in these bonds, that you thought you were going to get a fixed return on. You thought you were going to get an interest rate return. Well, here's the problem. The problem is that there's a company over in China that has imploded, and they're not paying their debts, and it's collapsing. And it's huge, huge corporation. It's called Evergrande. And they're not paying, word has it, they defaulted on their debts. And so the ripple effect would be anyone in the United States who's made an investment into their 401k or pension fund or something else that's made that investment, it's made its way into Evergrande's portfolio, and you're not going to get paid back on it. That's how the contagion would hit the world. A lot of that stuff over in China and the investments over there may have been from the – I don't know what percentage of their investments came from overseas. But the thing is, that's going to have a big effect on China. Here, I haven't looked at see how much effect it'll have in the United States on that. So, but regarding them, they want to get into a home. So anyway, next summer they want to buy a home. And by next summer, hopefully we have a little bit better idea what's going on in the world. Right now, no one has an idea what's going on because there are crises. That's the multiple of crises.
I thought it was crises.
Well, but there's more than several crises. There's multiple crises. So that's crises.
And not simply
there's
multiple
like diseases,
crises.
But there's crises.
Multiple crises.
Crises.
Is it like crises. A crisis epidemic or pandemic?
It's an epidemic for sure.
Crises.
And hopefully it doesn't. It's a contagion right now all over the place with these rising prices, inflation, mandates and all things going on, that let's hope that it doesn't become hopefully it doesn't come fatal to things. So, you know, I'm just saying that that's what's going on. There's a lot of crises and or multiple crises. I don't know. Well, I don't even know how to go there. So anyway, anyway, we helped them out. It says, thank you for answering that for me. But regarding now, I think that the U.S. housing, the Dallas housing market, you have all the refugees from California moving here. And
California refugees, yeah. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it's kind
of
what
it is. With their millions of dollars.
Well, they have a lot of money. They're selling their houses. They're coming here. And
buying three.
Anyway, we want to help you with your home loan. Text us now, 972-387-4600-TRESS.
All right. These people sent in their text. They have $110,000 of income. Their credit score is 800 and 775, respectively. And it looks like they have $10,000 for a down payment.
$10,000 for down payment. Well, that's going to be the limiting factor there. Your income is enough to afford quite the home, but if you have 3% down on a home loan, then you're going to be limited to probably a $300,000 mortgage. The $10,000 is their down payment. So you might be able to get a 3% down first-time home buyer conventional loan. Mm-hmm. There will be closing costs in that loan. You're going to have to negotiate having those closing costs rolled into the interest rate. It's going to be hard to have them rolled into the mortgage or the sales price because
sellers
at $300,000 are getting bids over the price of the home.
Right.
So you might need to rent Gary's grandkids to take them out there. So we talked about that last week.
We sure did.
Walking around with cute little kids can sometimes win you a contract of when you're trying to buy a home when the people that are selling it feel compassion for you and your family. Anyway, if you don't have little kids, then
cuteness for rent.
You can just, you know what? You might even try just taking pictures of Gary's grandkids and say, these are my cute little kids that are looking for a home. Anyway, whatever it takes to win the contract, baby. Anyway, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If it's a bidding war and you've only got 3% to put down, you're going to lose that war if you don't have. I mean,
yeah,
you can't go over.
So this person,
you'd have to bring it to the table.
This person, conventional has a lower down. See, it's a minimum of 3.5% out of pocket for FHA. A minimum of 3.5% out of pocket. It's usually easier a little bit to roll the closing costs into the rate on an FHA loan. Easier. But it's only 3% down for a conventional loan. For first-time home buyers. So the $300,000 mortgage with their credit scores, the best rate's going to come out of conventional. Well, maybe not. Their best rate / PMI, private mortgage insurance, is probably going to be the conventional. However, they can afford much.
Score.
With that income, they can afford more. But you know what? With the down payment for them being limited due to the $10,000 down payment, then $300,000 mortgage, probably a mortgage payment around $2,200, something like that.
Is there gift funds available? That would be something to look at, whether a parent or, you know, like I said, when you're – it sounds like if what your situation is you're young. It sounds like you're young. You haven't accumulated a lot of wealth. Maybe you just got married. The first-time home buyer, is that what they said?
They didn't say.
Oh, okay. So, you know, I'm thinking that they're a younger crew, so they might be able to get gift funds to help out.
Make sure you text us now with your questions for your home buying, your home refinancing.
Call our purchase team people.
Yeah, we have a purchase team here, and they are still in the playoffs. They didn't get eliminated. And they 972-387-4600, and they just work on home purchase loans. So right. The home purchase team is doing home purchases all day long, ready to help you get locked in now. Call them. It's free call, free qualifying, free application, free pre-approval letter, free cup of coffee if you want to go out there and have a cup of coffee. I'm sure they'll do that if you give them a call. 972-387-4600. Although coffee's going up in price too, so we might have to throw that into the closing cost.
It is.
Coffee. Okay. Appraisal, survey, coffee. That'd be anyway, Tress.
As long as it's good coffee.
And by the way, you got to get in touch with our friends over at TDTRealtors.com, TDTRealtors.com. Make sure you go to there. Make sure you go there today. They are our friends over there. And they
you have friends.
We have friends.
Nice.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. You ready for a short question that probably has a short answer because we only have a couple minutes before we go to break. I believe in you. You can do this.
Oh, ready? Thank you, Tress.
Yeah.
That gives me a lot of hope.
Does it? Good. Be encouraged. Here we go. What does my credit score need to be? Go.
What does my credit score need to be? Needs to be good.
Good is such a subjective word.
You know what? But mortgages are subjective. And depending on your credit score, it's going to determine your interest rate. It's going to determine your down payment in some cases. It's going to determine what your payments and your mortgage are going to be over time. Anyway, it's going to determine how much home you can afford. Your credit score is the best score. The bestest scores are the ones over 740. 740 credit score at higher. There is no more determination of whether you got 750, 770, 800 scores. You get the best interest rates and down payments above 740. Then there's a bucket between 680 and 740 where you are still getting good rates and down payments and such. And then when you get under 680, rates start moving around on FHA, VA, conventional loans. You start FHA, the rates don't move as much between 680 and 640. But when under conventional loans, under 680, your rates start moving up.
What's the okayest score you can have?
Well, you need to have at least, I would say, a 600 to have a good chance of getting into a VA, FHA, or conventional mortgage. You need to have at least a 600. I would say to feel safe to get all loan programs quoted to you, 640. Fairly 640. Is that would you get to have all loan programs in a decent rate range? Once you get below that, then you loan programs start falling out, credit scores start falling out, homes
and
get more expensive.
Breaks start happening.
You start feeling less good about yourself. Mm. We're here talking about your mortgage. We have to take a break because Tress says so.
Yeah, that's
otherwise, we just keep on going.
Fast. Jesus, time.
It is 8:30, and we are taking a break in the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. When we come back, we have more of your questions coming in. Get them in now at 972-387-4600. We have loan officers here live. We have people answering your phone call live right now. We always have people answering your phone call live at TexasHunting.com. It's one of the things I said when I started the company. I will always have a live person answering your phone call. I don't like answering a phone call and having it go to automated. Anyway.
Push one. Push two.
Anyway, call us at 972-387-4600 now or go online to TexasHunting.com. We're coming back and answering more of your questions on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. We have all text lines open at 972-387-4600. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is off to a fantastic start today. He's going to set the record today for inappropriateness. As a matter of fact, tell us about the Breakfast of Champions.
The freezer pop?
The purple grape
freezer pop.
Yeah,
they just happened to have a bunch of them in the old freezer back there in the break room. So I just thought I'd snag one for a little
at 8 in the morning. That's if you're ever thinking about, you know what, I want to have someone start the freezer pop study. And if you just eat freezer pops all day long, how long can you survive?
I wonder.
Well, how much weight would you lose?
Well, they got
nothing
sugar
but freezer
in
pops.
Them.
Anyway, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba has started out his day appropriately. Trust, you look like you are ready. What is going on with you this weekend? What are you
doing? She's got a big smile on her face. I don't know what happened to her
like
over the week.
Like the cat that ate
she maybe won the lottery or something.
No,
I don't know.
If I won the lottery, no disrespect, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, my goodness.
You wouldn't be here?
She's only our friend because we pay her. Golly.
It is not how you get this, most of
you can go to Harry Hines for that kind of treatment.
This job pays.
Anyway.
Hey, so anyway, I want to set the record straight. I just got a text from a good buddy of mine who is a scratch golfer. He said Rockwood is a great course, better than some country clubs, including...
Yeah. Okay. I don't have to say it.
Haven, you know.
You don't gotta say that.
Yeah,
just because he had personal convictions.
Some country clubs. He said it's been redone and it's really awesome. All right, so we got
that's
one guy
news.
That said it's bad. One guy says it's good.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know next week.
Okay,
after I played it today.
Okay, well, we have more questions.
We have a lot more questions.
Okay,
are you guys ready?
Let's get to them now.
All right, we have it.
Time to get serious.
Yes.
No more smiling. Get your game face on, Tress. This is a sports station.
This is the serious thing I get.
All right.
Sorry. I'm trying real hard. That's all I got for you, Kevin.
Well, we know you didn't win the lottery, so you have to explain the happiness for some reason. There's no reason for this happiness.
Well, honestly, you guys just are quite entertaining to me. You rattle on about...
stuff.
A sport that I have absolutely no interest in whatsoever. It's like,
does golf make you shiver?
No, it kind of makes my stomach turn.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
So does my golf game. It makes my stomach turn. Tress, come on.
Does it? Bless your heart. Okay, here we go. We have a text. Their income is $49,000, down payment of $10,000 with a credit score of 610.
Wow, what a difference. Right? We had the person a little bit ago who had $110,000 income and 880 scores and $10,000 down. This person also has $10,000 down, but they have a $49,000 income and 610 score. The other one, the limiting factor was the down payment. That was going to limit them to about a $300,000 conventional loan down payment. This one has a 610 score. So the thing there is that's going to throw them into FHA world, right, or VA world. VA has no down payment, but FHA is 3.5% out of pocket. So the other limiting factor is the income here. So this person makes about $4,000 a month. They can afford probably about a $1,300 mortgage. I can't say afford. They can qualify technically for a $1,300 mortgage payment. That's 33% of their monthly income. Now, we don't know what their other debts are. And we're not saying to go to a $1,300 payment. See, that's about 33% of their adjusted gross income per month is going to get them about $1,300 a month in payment. That's probably going to be about $180,000 mortgage, somewhere in there. Somewhere in there, when they get their 3.5% down, all said and done, that's about their area that they're looking for.
And you're really talking most likely townhome area, you know, depending on where you're trying to buy a house, because the median price of the houses in this area has just gone through the roof.
Well, the one thing that's nice about a townhome is they don't have the same requirements as a condo.
Mm-hmm.
Condominiums have a condo association. We have to get a condo questionnaire filled out by the condo association that tells us if all these things are completed and the common areas are proper and what kind of insurance do they got.
Right.
And so we have to get all that from a condo. A townhouse doesn't require that, but it's like being in a condo, kind of. So a townhouse is nice.
Yes.
$180,000 is about around there. You might qualify for a little bit more, a little bit less. But it's giving you a ballpark of what you're thinking about. You can call one of our loan officers. They can get you dialed in about what you might be able to get qualified for. You can call them, 972-387-4600. You can go online to TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right, next up. Oh, $303,000. They have a HELOC of $85,000. The value is $950,000. Current rate is 3.75. Credit score is 760 and 820, respectively, from Doug.
Thanks,
Doug. Well,
I did one this week, just like that.
Well, Doug, if you go up to I'm going to tell you that you can get up to 80% of the value of $950,000. But if you want to go to, you can go to 60% of that. When I say you can go to, that's going to get you the best rate. 60%, if you want to get, depending on how much cash.
20 more cash out.
Yeah. So it didn't say how much they wanted to get out. Anyway, they owe $303. They have an $85,000 HELOC, so they owe $385. Mm-hmm. Well, the conventional loan limit goes up to $625 now, $625,000.
Right.
So they can get a cash out up to 60% of $950. So that's $580,000. Get yourself a couple hundred thousand. You'll get the best rates possible, better than 3.75 on your current cash out that you, well, your current rate that you're at. You can get a lower rate. You can get cash out. You can do all that with TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. Call us today.
One thing you got to remember, too, is these houses keep going up, and that cash is just sitting in that brick and mortar, and you ought to get it out without any tax, paying any taxes on it. So that's, you know, when you get cash out, there's no taxes on it until Joe fixes that. But you can get the money out of your house tax free, you know, and then if you sell it down the road, you've already. You know, I'm max cashing out every time I can because I don't want to have to pay whenever I sell. I don't want to ever have to pay all that tax on that house. See,
there's that.
I got that going for me.
When you sell your house, you're not going to be paying taxes unless it's over a certain dollar amount.
If you don't buy a house.
So here's the one thing I want to let everyone know is home values are rising here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. When they passed the Obamacare Act, they put in taxes on houses on that. And what I mean is, if you go to sell a house and that house sells for over a certain dollar amount, you're going to be paying taxes to Obamacare for free health care. You're going to be paying taxes to free health care. I know it's an oxymoron. But you're going to be paying taxes if your home value is, let's say you have a home of $750. And let's say you have a home of $950 and you sell it. Anything over a certain dollar amount, like $750, you'd pay a 4% tax on that to Obamacare. Now, I'm not a CPA, okay? And I don't know if those limits have changed. And I don't remember the entire. I'm not a CPA, so I'm not paying attention too much to that tax thing, as much as getting you a good deal when you're trying to get your mortgage. But you're going to have to talk to your CPA if you start selling homes at $1 million. Make sure that you keep some of that money for taxes. You might have to have that there at the end of the year when you talk to your CPA about doing your tax. So anyway, something to think about. And there's also 1031 exchanges and all these other things that you might be able to do, which is reinvesting that money somewhere else without tax implications. You're going to have to talk to about a CPA about it. Okay, Tress.
Okay. Hello. Can you help with our credit to buy a house?
Hello, can we help you with your credit? Well, here's the thing. We're not credit repair people, but if you want to buy a house, here's what we can do. You can call us up. You can put in an inquiry. We can take a look at your
credit,
say you qualify or you don't. If you don't qualify, we can give you some ideas of what you might be able to do with your credit to get it mortgage qualified, Get in touch with us, our home purchase team. We can help you get prepared for home purchase if you want to give us a call. 972-387-4600.
They actually had a typo, and it said, can you help with our credit to butt a house? But I fixed it.
To butt a house.
But that made me laugh.
Okay, Tress.
They want to butt a house.
All right,
Tress. All right. What's your thoughts on Zillow home valuations versus real life?
Well, you know, what is real life
closer.
Anymore? What is real life anymore? I mean, I think we're living in a dystopian novel right now.
Right?
I think you're right.
So anyway, the regarding the Zillow home valuations,
they always were high.
They're relative. Okay?
But they're
going to be relative to, you know, what the movement of home prices and home values and things, but they're not going to, the appraised value is the appraised value. And then Zillow has no impact on that, but they will be a relative indicator of the price movements of homes, and it should be somewhere in the ballpark.
Yep, I would say it's closer to being in the ballpark than it used to be. It used to be like way outside a lot. And you know that was a push point to get you to move in their direction. Real estate type.
All right, we have more questions coming in. Get yours in now. 972-387-4600. I vow. that we would get all your questions answered by the end of the show.
I'll hold you to that.
That's going to require us to take a break now so we can talk really fast when we come back. So get your coffee in you so you can hear us faster. We're going to come back after these messages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Oh.
We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
Oh, inappropriate dress.
I was just like,
this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. I'm joined by Tress Collins and the inappropriate Uncle Bubba. The inappropriate Uncle Bubba, the IUB, we call him. Tress, you have questions for us. We have to get to all the questions before the end of the show, which ends here in about 8 minutes or so. 9 minutes. Go. No laughing.
Ah, me and my wife just got married 10/19/2019.
Congratulations.
2019. Yeah. That was a couple years ago, though. But I guess that's just married. We filed as married, but filed separately. She works at Children's and makes about $28,000 a year. Her credit score is 620. I am self-employed and have made an average of $30,000 for the past 3 years and have a credit score of 700. We are first-time homebuyers. What are our chances of qualifying for a home?
Well, you guys are living the real life, being self-employed and living working at the Children's Hospital. That is commendable. And so you're making $58,000 a year if you can. We can use your income. You know, the one thing about being self-employed, you said you've been making $30,000 for the last 3 years. And hopefully that $30,000 is what you've reported on your tax returns. Because when we do a self-employed loan, we have to use your adjusted gross income off your tax returns. We'll also look at your business income and make sure the business is making money, see if it's a viable concern, to make sure that that's going to continue. So if you have, if between the two of you are making $58,000, then you're making about $4,800 a month. Let's call it that. $4,800 a month, $4,830 a month, somewhere in there. Is what you're making somewhere in there. Anyway, if you want to get yourself, I might have done that, had math wrong. My brain is filled with all kinds of things that shouldn't be in there in terms of, you know, like allergy stuff right now. So I apologize for my head math being a little bit fuzzy. Still, regarding you, you can qualify for probably about $1,500 on your mortgage. Probably about $1,500 on your mortgage. If 33% of your adjusted gross income. With the 620 score, that's going to be the limiting factor. Bubba, are they using the average of the two scores now?
We are not yet, but they're supposed to on Fannie Mae. Freddie, they're supposed to be able to use the average middle score.
The average middle score.
So, like, if he's 700 and her middle score is 620, you add those together, divide by two.
Well, right now, as it currently stands, until that is finally finalized, the 620 is the functional score, and so that would probably be best interest rate for you out of the FHA level.
Sure.
You'll probably still find rates in the twos for the FHA, which is nice. And you should be able to afford yourself with a probably $200,000, over $200,000 mortgage is what you should be able to get qualified for.
That self-employed income is got to be adjusted gross income, though.
Yes, we said that.
Oh, okay.
Were being inappropriate, doing whatever you were doing over there. Yes, inappropriate Uncle Bubba delivers. Again, we are here talking about, we love you, Bubba.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We being
somebody has
some
to.
Of us, some of us. Aggregately, we love you. Some it doesn't mean all.
In aggregate,
don't get out of line over there. So anyway, we are talking about getting you approved. Go ahead, Trust. We have to get more questions.
Isn't it illegal to write a love letter or send something to a seller to encourage them to accept your offer? Saw a realtor on Instagram post that
illegal. A love letter. I don't think it's illegal to. I think everything.
No, they paint a picture.
All things go in love, war, and shopping for houses.
Now, yeah.
So, which is kind of love and war at the same time, shopping for a house. Anyway, so if you want to get pre-approved, though, you can get pre-approved with us. Now, what kind of things do you can be kind? That's kind of love. It's like, you know, you can only have to send a letter. You can just kind of be kind to somebody and say, I really like your shoes or something like that. Maybe that'll get you the win. But if you want to get that home purchase, you got to get out there and get creative.
Ultimately, yeah. It's up to the seller who they want to sell their house
yes.
to.
Yes, it is.
If they have multiple offers and they're all in the same bucket, you never know which one they're going to go with.
All right. Next.
Some of them are like the VA people, the people that are veterans. I mean, I've seen loans that go to veterans instead of other people with less down and less, VA loans and things. So.
What if you're a rookie?
A rookie?
Not a veteran.
You're a first-time home buyer.
Oh, well, hopefully we can help you with that, too. Call us 972-387-4600. 5 minutes.
Keep going.
Next
Chris.
Question. Yes. What are the requirements for a land loan?
Oh.
Talk to your bank about a land loan. Banks are required to reinvest money into their communities. They are really good at land loans. We are going to do land that has been improved with a property on it, with a building on it. So we're not going to do vacant land. A local bank near the land is going to talk to a couple of them. And
if you're a veteran, you can get 5% on a land loan.
Okay.
So
I know that.
Give them a call today. Trust.
Combined income of $179,000, credit score of 840, down payment of $80,000.
So the 179K, it sounds like they're not limited by down payment, and it sounds like their credit score is great. They're 170, that's $15,000 a month. They're probably going to be able to afford a $5,000 house payment, probably a $700,000 loan, give or take, maybe a little bit more than that, depending on the taxes on the property. So they're going to be able to buy some home out there. You might be able to get yourself a one-bedroom, one-bath, single-wide mobile home as we have for $800,000. No, home values are going up pretty fast around here.
Conventional mortgage goes to $625,000 now, too. So
yeah.
That's good.
They're going to be able to get themselves a $900,000 house with $80,000 down, something like that. But conventional loan limits go to $625,000. So if you want the best rates out there, $625,000. Then a $700,000 mortgage house with a $80,000 down is going to get you what you're looking for.
You have 2.5 minutes and 3 more questions.
Okay,
go. You can do it.
I think so.
Looking for at a first-time home buyer, credit not great, right at 600. Own and run my construction company, so I'm self-employed and do have $150,000 per year and can do $15,000 down. The house we want is $225,000 approximately.
You're going to be able to qualify for $225,000 with your income as long as we have your tax returns and your business tax returns. We're going to have to look at those. Your $150,000 per year qualifies for that. Your 600 score is going to be more of an FHA. If you happen to be working out in the country, you won't qualify for USDA. You make too much money. So your conventional or your FHA loan, 3.5% down minimum, and so they're going to be able to get that They should be able to qualify for that 225.
Easy.
Tress.
All right. I bought my first home last year with a 3.125% rate FHA. At the time, I was a 620 score. Now I'm at 730, and my home has increased in value. If I can get my balance under 80%, can I refinance to get my PMI off? Also, how much better of a rate can I get with a higher score?
You might be able to get yourself – we didn't have the loan size in there, but you might be able to find a 20-year mortgage
better.
In the mid-twos, depending on your loan size. If you're paying, you're going to probably want to pay discount point, something like that.
If this is your last loan, yes.
But if you can get rid of the PMI and get you somewhere in the upper twos, somewhere, FHA, 15 years is going to be the low twos for you. So you might be able to save about 1% on a 15-year if you want to go to that and get rid of the PMI. It might be an option. Call us today at 972-387-4600. Mm-hmm. Go online to TexasLending.com. Tress.
Okay.
Last one. Do we have any time? We don't have time.
We don't have time.
Listen, we have one question that we didn't get to. And so we will answer it by text. Mm-hmm. It's a long question, so
yes.
It would take half a minute just to read it. And so we have a half minute to get out of here. And we wish everyone a fantastic day. And hopefully you're getting yourself prepared for your holidays coming up. Trust anything this weekend?
No, not really. Nothing
Bubba?
Special.
Just...
golf.
Golf and grandson soccer game here in about 30 minutes.
Go online and apply at TexasLending.com and call us with the number you're going to find on that. We'll see you all next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.